Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 28th, 2017. I'm Thungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's planned visit to all provinces to engage young people. If you had a chance to meet him, what would you say? Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live and direct on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution. And, of course, we are streaming live on Facebook and on our three websites. That's www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. President Robert Mugabe will soon be visiting all provinces to meet with young people and hear their concerns. State media reports that the meetings were proposed by the ZANU-PF Youth League and endorsed by the party's Politburo. And tonight, we are asking, what would you tell Mr. Mugabe as a young person if you had a chance to talk to him? Lichona njani isapho leZimbabwe ikudibana namhlanje kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo The Connection uhlelo lwabasakhulayo isiqoqela sendaba namhlanje kuludaba lwemihlangano eqoqwa ngomongameli Robert Mugabe eyokwethekelela zonke isigaba zelizwe ehamba ekhulumisana labasakhulayo sizwa izikhalazo zabo. Umbuzo omkhulu esiwubuzayo lamhlanje ngothi kambe nxa uthe wabakhona wahlangana laye umongameli Mugabe kuhambo lwakhe lolu kuyini ongamtshela khona mazwi bani ongamethulela wona. Siyazi abaningi likhala ngemisebenzi njalo lisola ibandla lakhe ubaba uMugabe umongameli Mugabe ibandla leZANU-PF. Ngakho nxa lithe laba lethuba lokuhlangana laye mathupha kuyini mazwibani elingawaqondisa kuye kwaziwayo vatereri kusangana uko muchirongwa chenyu chirongwa cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection nasi nyaya iri mudariro inyaya yemisangano iri kunzi iri kurongwa nemutungamiri wenyika uyezve vari mutungamiri weZANU-PF vaRobert Mugabe. Misangano iyi ndeyekushanyira matunhu ese enyika apo vaMugabe vanonzi vachange vachikurukura nevechidiki vachinzwa zvichemo zvavo. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi tichibvunza mubvunzo mukuru uri wekuti dai mawanawo mukana wekusangana navaMugabe parwendo rwavo uru chii chamungada kutaura kwavari sevanhu vechidiki. We are joined now by our first guest, and that's a human rights activist, Linda Masarira. Good evening, Linda, and welcome on The Connection.
Good evening. How are you, and how are you, all the listeners?
Thank you for inviting me
to be part of this program.
My pleasure, Linda. And first of all, how is the community service going?
The community service is quite enlightening. At least I'm getting to see the other side of life that I didn't know of and that I didn't understand. And I've embraced it. I just decided to make lemonade out of lemon.
That's a positive attitude there, Linda. For those who might not be in the know, Linda Masarira is serving a community service after she was found guilty of, you know, blocking traffic or blocking the free flow of people. That charge emanating from the Shut Down Zimbabwe protests. You will remember what happened last year. Okay, that aside, Linda, let's jump straight into today's topic. The president is organizing these, you know, nationwide rallies or visits where he will be talking to young people, engaging with them, and you know, hearing their concerns, according to the Sunday Mail. If you had a chance to meet one-on-one with the president, what would you say to him?
Well, firstly, before I say what I would say to him, I would like to say that I think it is a waste of taxpayers' money for him to be going around with young people, as he is well aware of what young people are facing. I should suppose that he has got advisors, and his wife obviously tells him what's happening in this country. And if you're still reading the newspaper, he really knows what's happening. And if I was given a chance to speak to him, I would ask him to step down as the president of this country. Because in the past 36 years, he has literally and practically run down this country. And there is no need for him to be going around asking what he is supposed to do for the young people when he destroyed this country. He destroyed people's livelihood. He destroyed the hope and the dreams for the young people. Because right now, all students, when they finish their studies, they have found out that the lock has been changed. They grew up being told that education is the key. But now education is the key to be a vendor or to be destitute or to just go and be a drug addict or to go and solicit for prostitution because there are no jobs. So basically, if I would meet Robert Mugabe right now, I would just ask him to pave way for a young leader who understands the dynamics of the economy right now in the 21st century, which seems to be a fallacy to him right now because he doesn't understand what's happening on the ground right now. He's now too old. It's visibly visible to anyone, even a young child, that he can no longer spend more than 10 minutes awake. We need a president who's awake. He's now a sleeping president. He has lost touch of reality of what Zimbabweans are facing. So my word to the president of this country would be he has to step down and pave way for a fresh, new, young, and capable leader to ensure that they correct the mess he created in this country.
Thank you there, Linda. We will be joined shortly by Jim Kunaka of ZANU-PF. I'm sure he would love to respond to what you just said, Linda. But in the meantime, let me be angry on behalf of Mr. Mugabe and ZANU-PF. Linda, you are wrong. The country was destroyed by the sanctions imposed on our country by the United States and Britain. What say you?
What sanctions? As much as I know, ZANU-PF was given money to give war veterans in 1980. They decided to squander that money and run down the economy. And now they want to tell us of sanctions. They were given sanctions because they were corrupt lots. They were given personal sanctions on their persons because they were corrupt and looting from the people of Zimbabwe. So if you want to tell us about sanctions, you can just go and sleep because you're not talking about sanctions here. Because sanctions did not create the loss of jobs for Zimbabwe. But sanctions are still happening to Mabasakuno. But sanctions are still happening to Mushonga. But sanctions are still happening to Mariam Kaina from Singapore.
Of course, I was being angry on behalf of ZANU-PF there, Linda. I've now taken out that ZANU-PF Jacket, and that's because Jim Kunaka of ZANU PF is here. Good evening, Mkoma Kunaka.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
We are good. How is things in Harare? What's going on, man?
Harare is very good. Harare is good.
That's good. Saka Mkoma Kunaka, we just heard from Linda Masarira there, weighing in on these planned visits by the president to all the provinces where he will be engaging young people and hearing their concerns. Linda says that's a sheer waste. Mr. Mugabe should just step down because he has failed. What say you?
I think that one is a daydreamer to start with. She's not the one who is supposed to tell us that Mugabe must stand down. Where is she getting that power from? When the president was given the mandate in 2013 by the people of Zimbabwe to be the president. So it is the same people who must tell him to stand down, not an individual who just wakes up in the morning, maybe he's drunk and started vomiting, talking nonsense and shit that Mugabe must go. Where does he want Mugabe to go? This is his country. He was elected by the people to represent the people. So the mandate of removing Comrade Harry Mugabe from the position is invested in the people who voted him in 2018, not Linda Masarira and the other team. That's nonsense and bullshit.
Let's debate in a civil manner. Let's not throw the words you wouldn't say on national radio. This is a national radio. Let's just be civil.
But you know what? We are sick and tired of hearing this. Mugabe must go, Mugabe must go. Doesn't help anything in our country. So we are sick and tired of hearing that from the same people who are doing nothing, who are contributing nothing to the nation.
As in my own verse, Arikuti Mugabe must go, Vakunaka, Chero Vamwe, Vakawanda Muzanu PF, Macho Imom.
Yes, I don't even know. And if Avapere Varipo, Varipo, but I was voted in a majority, and it Munika in about 18 million. Million point something voted for him. So we must use the same route if you want to remove him. That's what we call democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Not by listening to individuals. Running along with wars, all around the world, Bapua, nothing in that week of the New American Bapua, British or American. The Gangmo, Mukongo, you all must go. Of course, they are sitting when they are suffering because, you know, as you are more, you are more, I'm a little bit more, the more organization, they are going to America.
Rambai makabata ipapo vakunaka. Timbonzwa kuna Muzvare Masarira. Hanzi na Jim Kunaka muri kurota Muzvare Masarira.
Ndiripo mati.
Hanzi na Jim Kunaka muri kurota muri mutengesi.
Hello.
Yes, Linda, uri kutinzwa?
Ndakukunzwai manje.
Hanzi na Jim Kunaka muri mutengesi muri kurota vamugave hapana kwaari kuenda.
unoziva zvinondishamisa kunzwa murume wechidiki akaita saJim achireketa mazwi asina maturo seanga achireketa nekuti isu tisu vechidiki vachiri nefuture vachiri neupenyu huri kuda kuendeka iye ndamunzwa achitaura kuti I'm singing for my supper. I've got no supper that I'm singing for. It is so unfortunate that he is the one who is singing for his supper. Achiimbira munhu aane 93 years achembera ari umwe munhu aifanha kunzwira sekuri vavo tisi kuti vaakufanha kuchizorora. Everyone knows it, that whatever the vote that he was talking about, people voted under duress. They were forced to vote because of the violence that happens when they participate in the election. No one is blind. Mugabe is only president by virtue of 1.2 million votes. Yet in Zimbabwe, we've got nearly 10 million eligible voters. It means we've got about 8 million people who do not vote. So Jim Kunaka should understand that people don't even want Mugabe. That's why people don't even go to vote. Don't talk what is such a chiripo. And they are going to have a huge awakening next year because the youth are going to vote. Don't have a Tawana Kutum Gabo, what was the Rachim Baba Chipan Beza, Asa Kwani Sakupano, Aka Zorora, should be resting. I would have liked the scenario where the young people in ZANU PF would have been sitting down their president with Iwa Kurumaka Gona, Eva Chimu Putrika, Zano Karava Chita, what is Chimbo Zorai? Banu Akata Save Asa 20. Mukaona mazvidyo ese apresident vachifamba havachatogoni kana nekufamba kwacho kana kusakura chaiko vakatsadza asi munhu unouya panhepfenyuro kudai uchitaura mashoko anonyadza ndozvorakidza hunhu hwevanhu vezanu PF kuti havana basa nevanhu vemukati menyika ino. They are only power hungry and a gym thing for their supper vasabasa rekurova vanhu. That is wrong. We want leaders, political leaders, who care about the welfare of the people. And even a Jim, kana musati maziva kuti the people have got the power. Muchazozviona gore rinouya, madestitute, mazvibhonza murodhumu. Kana mati mukudaita politics muda kutungamirira, you should do it for the people, not to line your pockets. Muchipa zvinhu zvevanhu muchirova vanhu. Nguva iyoyoyo yakapfuura and muchazviona gore rinouya. Pasi nepolitics of populism, we now want servant leadership kuti vanhu vezimbabwe vagare zvakanaka. Jim usaitongoti vagare muno iwe. The other day I saw you kumbaro. Vanhu vari kumbaro vari kutambura zvakadii. Zvipatara hazvina kana mushonga. Asi chaunogona kuuya panhepfenyuro uchituka uchishora nouchiziva kuti vanhu vari mukati menyika ino vari kutambura zvakaita sei. Zvinhu ndinozva kukunyarira nekuti semwana mudiki unofanha uchinzwira vanhu vezimbabwe tsiti nekuti Mugabe haana kana makore 10 achirarama asi iwe uchiripo pano panyika uchangotirarama upenyu hwakaita sei Mugabe asesipi.
I know Mkoma Jimmy are burning to respond there, but please do hold your horses. Ndimbotora mutereri musati mapindura. Sithathe umlaleli lapha, indoda enkulu uBig Boy Dube South Africa. Kunjani baba Dube?
Ndiyaphila tu. Kunjani mfowethu?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Kunjani eMzansi?
Hayi, eMzansi baba kuright man. Ngiyabonga kakhulu lezi engizizwayo ukuthi hayi amadoda athi heyi mina Mzansi ake ndizame ukunanzelela izinto.
Hayi, singenile ba.
Hayi mkhulu mani, yamzona umama kade ukukhuluma manje bayakhala umama baba. And then ukukhanya kwaba mina into engimangazayo ngaleli khehla lethu ukuthi uzwa njani abantu babekhala kangaka asali wafakwa yithi. So mabhoko ngabantu fanele izinto ethandwa ngabantu. Ngoba kodwa manje mina ngizwa bokwethu impela ngibonga kakhulu into mina angiyithathi mawala ntu fanele ehlise umoya ukuthi ukuthela kulungisa lutho baba.
Kakhulu.
Kodwa indoda ebibuzwa ekade ibuza uChuma izole kade ifone umncubelo wefone ephecheya ne. Hayi, umbuzo impela ngezwe ngihlabela ngathi ngiyafona ukuthi ngizame ukuthi maybe ngincedise. Uzwa umbuzo amagama ukuthi mangabe kuchawo wakho akuta wakho umntwana akachawo uChuma ngathini walahlisa wathi hayi ukhona owakhithi walahlekayo ini ayikho yonke le nto kuthiwa kunamaphathi ahambe lokunje abanye makhulunywa nge-etaidamara ahambe enza lezinto ngoba kuthiwa bafuna amangawoti uChuma nje ngakhuluma esitelethi ukuthi bona bayehlulekile banamacala basafuna amanye amagodi futhi abantu bangana labantu abafayo bobulala la madoda but still basadava inkani engase akusebenzi nje into engimine ngitsho ngikhuluma ukuthi bazwe abayekele abantu ma usihlele kubehlulekile ungalimntu ulingafakwa ufakwa kwabantu bakufanele ukuthi busa ilizwe ngendlela right yipi leader veleke yabusizo kwanapha omanje labangeni izolo basheshe bashiya ombeki bangeni izolo basheshe bashiya kanti la mayithi yena angeka phuma fowa ngabantu bese ukuthi umfazi wakathi yena hayi vela ke kumuntu ozobusa baba itesele ilizwe lelo umgabe kalani lezwe livela livele ebantwini into maye kwehlila ntu ikwehlule khona maye lento ukuthi uhambe campaign ama youth watwati ehambe tshela abantu izinto engaze bazikhona abantwana balamalini abalayo
uyibeka kuhle khona apho Dube alubana othe wahlangana la yena undunankulu umazibani ongamtshela wona
uyena ubaba umgabe
yebo yona ingamulo
no ingamlitshela straight xhego hayi mani ma ukhulukhulile kanti wena uma kuthi iphatha kubusa kahle wawungashifta abanye abantu abasha bakuza thina khona into engifuna ukuthi ngiyiqondise entungameli la asibhekanga mina njengamngedwa angibhekanga mhlobo womuntu ukuthi uyishona uyindebele uyintoni kalanga whatever sathi uma silwa abantu abamhlobe sathi sifuna izwe lize kithi abantu abansundu sigoqela yonke into emnyama umhlobo izongoma phetha abantu kanye into esiyifuna e-Africa or naseZimbabwe yangizwisisa so yena sekathathiza ukuthi lelizwe se phela uma singakhuma iqiniso kwayena ngomzukulu laphela ukuze leZimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi uyise waseMozambique siyinto esiyaziyo kodwa silandaba ngoba iMozambique izwe lethu kuyafana uyabona so yena itafuza yazi ubabalwane ukuthi abantu bekhuluma kangaka uyazizwela ukuthi uGizimo Singapore akasena madolo akasenani ngitsho yazi mani nenkomo endala yisasengwa brwami yangizwisi yabisa indala inkomo ubona ukuthi ikhatheni uma uthi ilobisi useyibona noma isitshingana ikhatheni ude kanti laba ancane embazala wayelingayikubo yena kati uyehlulwa yithi bona othuba labo umbuzi lo muntu uzelwa athi chuma waye naningatheki over nini umalema washo kodwa umalema kadakwa edawa umalema ekhuluma iqiniso
yabonaayeyekele
mkhulu sizibuzelizelethu kodwa manje yazi indaba yokuthi thibe woke sise-Africa side but ukuthi suke abantu bawugcwala elizwe lelilodwa uNkulunkulu uthi unamandla mase sikhuluma iqiniso wazi ukuthi kule ndawo yami ukuthi mase kunzima la uletha yena uzibona ngathi uyaphila uNkulunkulu uyamjezisa uyangizwisisa upika egqoke zakhe impahla abaye bagqokisa iyikhindi yena upike uyapika lo muntu and bona labo abazama ukuvimba izinto ojuma la balamanga ukhona umfana okhiphile kunjeni izolo wathi wathi yena basazobalika abazathatha amaplazi bafake endizini vele bayakwazi kunzima angeke kusatshintshe and lumama okwedwa ukhuma manje uqinisele uma yithi kulo nyaka ozayo kulabazabo ukuthi abantu banamandla ngoba yena into eseyifuna asigqugquzeli impi bafoti kodwa lokhu kukhombisa ukuthi futhi
hayi siyakuzwa
Dubantu phezu kwentabathi
hayi uyibeka kuhle uyibeka kuhle khonapho Mthembo asitshe khonapho sithatha abanye abalaleli siyabonga ungena kuhle
yebo baba uphinde ungiphinde baba ngikhona impela maybe omunye ozophawula ngigcwalise mpowethu
hayi sizakuthinta Dube siyabonga
okay kehla
aha umlaleli wethu mnumzana Big Boy Dube esithinta lapho esemzansi Timbo Tora vajuanis moyo mkoma kunaka rambai muri parunare namzware Linda Masarira nitsange nichidzoka kwa muri panguva ishoma inotevera timbotora mtereri vajuanis moyo makadiwa moyo
ipo makadi heni
aiwa tripo hedu kurisei kwa muruko
aiwa kune kurima nzvako
mapinda muchirongwa mainzwa nyaya iri mudariro mukawana mukana wekusangana navamugave mutungamiri wenyika sezo vari kuronga kushanyira matunhu ese enyika vachikurukura nevechidiki ndeyapi mashoko amungada kusvitsa kwavari
ya iri chekutanga emwe munhu wechidiki handitodi kusangana navo nemhaka inoti vakatinyepera kubva muna 2013 vachiti vari kucreata 2 million jobs dzatina kuona nanhasi saka chichacho vachatiudza chii inhau yekuti ivo vanhu mayouth emuzimbabwe ngaacho here chekutanga one vanofamba vachiintimidhetwa chechipiri vachange vachibhuraidhiwa kuti vagovhotera ivo vamugabe isi tiri kuti vamugabe iko zvino vava sekuru gendi pa havachina mano havachina zano you can't take us anywhere right now. Apart from that, people, as in our own country, we are going to be going to the middle. So we are going to be going to the middle. So we are going to be going to the middle. So we are going to be going Nda kuburaiba ikuti mkubwa afotera Wachikuchita kipuri mkana basa pasina Ndinoburo mbeono mungu wangu Jimu Kunaka Jimu Kunaka uno zirabuti Uno ramani chito siku zanu PF Wakate mbo siya zanu PF Akaroka aka mkina mkipatara uni Aka joena zimu PF Pia zinu wakana uli zimu PF Kuna chuni Ndoku baadzo kafutu zanu PF Uno zirabuti Kune chito siku kuwa na kura ramani kumora Wajitora sinu shavani Wajitamba sinu shavani Nikaenda mumbari wana Jimu Kunaka wakaita extortion yakawanda ikira mari dzavanhu dzavanhu mama mumbari mwano karamuya saka ndino mira hangu kuti achenzere dzimwe dzenguva kupenga kwake kuchazoguma zvina kunaka nenyedzira dzekutaura zvavanhu kutora zvavanhu munhu achande kuti chake nesimba rake zvinohwadza saka iye zvinokodzesa kuti mupenyu hwomunhu kuzopeisira hwavapamwe pasina kufanira saka ndinongokuziva kuti vose vanofungwa dzakaita sedzenguva vamwe tapinduka tashumirwa vanhu ngavashumire uye kuva musha vanhu ngavarege kukwira chiunga zibva zvisina maturo asi kana varipo havanda kukwanisa kuvavona ngavaudze zvokwadi kuti ngavachizorora
Haiwa tinotenda vamwe nekupinda muchirongwa
Orait atende
Mkoma Kunaka hanzi nemutereri nguva yakwana kuti vamugave vabve pachigaro hanzi nemutereri makati nyepera kuti muchatipa mabasa ari kupi mabasa acho
okay sekutanga ndoda kuti Linda Masarira hello
Endrai mberi mkomangu.
Ndinoda kuti Linda Masarira azive kuti hakuna coach weimwe timu anotaurira kuti aiwa player yamaita iyi haitaita. Inini ndiri kuti ndine bhiza rangu randakanda murini vamugabe 2018 election. Vari kumira sapresident representing Zanu PF, my team. Iya merake obizara inaro randisingazive. Vari kandewo mutimu katonopedzirana 2018 kuelection.
Kori chiri kugona kumhanya here biza iri vagona.
Akataura iye kuti vamugabe ngavangobva pachigaro. Handizvisi kubana kuvabvisa nenzira iti. Nekuti vakaendapo nokuvhoterwa nevanhu. Election is about a game of numbers. Iwo kawana one, ini ndikawana two, kana tanga ndichikombita, ini ndawana two ndotodza newinner. Saka zvimwe zvose zvavangandorongodze kutaura kuti vamugabe vari pachigaro because of that, vamugabe vari pachigaro because of that, that's nonsense and shit. What is there ndezvekuti, let's go for 2018 election. Isu seZanu PF have endorsed vamugabe as our candidate. Kana iya Linda. Aine yake candidate yo yatisangane ku election awina ku election but in record is very clear in vocabulary ya Zanu PF atina pandakambodokora we are going to become we are going to emerge winner come 2018 election it's already a delayed election yatiri kuenda what atina pama opposition parties munhu watinokundidzira kana kuona ane maqualities anenge haamugabe whenever we are voting for a person we don't vote for age we vote for wisdom
okay vakunaka ndimbopindira ipapo just to reiterate kuti tisamboshandisa mamwe mashoko asina kunaka like the SHIT word musambori shandisa zvachose you know this is a family radio station saka tidi mashoko ekunyomba asi timbodzokera kunyaya yemabasa makambo ndiripo ndokuti mambovimbisa vanhu kamabasa 2 million jobs vanhu vari kubvunza kuti ko ari kupi mabasa acho. Alo, vakunaka? I think we have lost Jim Kunaka there. Mzware Linda, are you still on the line? Hello, Linda. This is crazy. I seem to have lost both my guests. That's Linda Masarira and Jim Kunaka of ZANU-PF. We will be trying to reconnect with them shortly. Sithathe impiko ethunyelwa ngabalaleli lapha ku Facebook. Siqale ngencwadi ka Gift Severa uthi yena kiki. He promised them millions of jobs 5 years ago, but he didn't create even 1% job opportunities. So we don't know what's next. Maybe he's going to promise them more bond notes. Gifty Severa continues to say, it's really painful to be a ZANU-PF youth because they are being used. They get nothing in turn. Kuzoba Lord Jeffrey Ncube othi yena, he will give them ZANU-PF t-shirts and they will start beating up people because they will be looking smart, but they forget their future. Utafara Simbarashe uti na kiki. Instead of fulfilling the previous promises, he's going to promise more lies. Koloni Moyo says he has nothing to tell the youth. He can't even manage to control his wife. Malusin Lovu Kakamba says Zimbabwe for sale, cheapest price plus bonus. Rowell Ndomupei Simora says selling them another dummy, I presume. Isaac Banda says copycat from President T. I don't know what Banda is saying there, but, you know, that's his statement, copycat from President T. Fochi Mutapati Vanity says, no, it's Fochi Mutapati. He says, vanity is all vanity. Paul Manyonga says he will meet youths. Paul Manyonga says he will meet youthies, not youths. You all remember the youthies, you know, thing from last year, some ZANU-PF guy, youth. In fact, who was saying youthies instead of youths. That's Paul Manyonga there making fun of that person. Shepherd Tawanda Muzavazi uti yena, let him stay at State House. We are tired of empty promises. Guzobalo SN wa Manuluma Mbuyazi. He says he wants to tell them not to listen to other political parties. Sithathe umlaleli lapha ose Norway Timbotora Mtereri ariku Norway singadi kudomwa nezitarake Mtereri wapi na muchirongwa.
Okay, ndoda ku taura daga refer kuna va Jim Kunaka vari kutaura ivo kuti vane biza ravo ravakaisa mu election for the elections next year. Sheshua, tidauda kutaura na chokwadi. We cannot allow mun ani 93 years old kuti arani for elections. We are tired of the sanctions rhetoric yatinoudzwa nema leaders edu. The truth is that the leaders have failed the country and they have failed the young people. Inini, I'm a young person and I'm in the diaspora. Ndiri kuno ndichishanda, ndichidzidza. It's not that we want to be away from home. Tinoda kuzoka kumba kunyika yedu, but kumba hakudzokeki because kumba hakuna mabasa. We were promised jobs, 2 million jobs. We waited for those jobs, but mabasa hana kuuya. And as a result, we find ourselves tiri kuno ku diaspora, where we live under my conditions asingaiti. Hatikwanisi kuzoka kumba because our economy is bad. Our country has failed us as young people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're talking about elections, who elected who? Who doesn't know that elections are rigged? We need a new electoral system in Zimbabwe if we want things to change.
Asika mtereri, kana bizarangu rine 93 years, asi kana richiri kugona kumanya, chii chaka shata nekuti ringe richikwikwidza.
Ai waka. Munhu ane, let's be realistic, munhu ane 93 years old, akwegura, chaanoda kuzorora. We need fresh blood, we need fresh ideas, we need new people to run the country, to run the economy. Zimbabwe has got so much potential, yekusimuka economically, of being the breadbasket of Africa once again. But what we need is fresh blood, fresh leaders. Let's allow vakwegura ava kuti vazorore. Zvavakaita vakatungamira nyika pavakakwanisa vakakwanisawo. It's high time to pass on the baton stick to the new generation. Vechidiki ava, my new ideas anodiwa on the table.
Mm-hmm. Saka pachavhurwa chirongwa chekunyoresa kuvhota muna April apa or shortly after, muchange muchizokera kuZimbabwe kunonyoresa here?
Ndinoshuvira kudzokera kumba kunonyoresa kuvhota dezvaibvira. But nekuti tiri kure nekumba, upenyu hwakatoomawo kuno, tikuedza kubatanidza zvinhu. Dezvaibvira vaitotipa, vaitogadzira an online system or something like that where they allow people in the diaspora to register to vote.
Aiwa, tinotenda mutereri nekupinda muchirongwa.
Yeah.
Moti fonere zvekare from nowhere ikoko. Chirongwa ndechenyu.
Aiwa, tinotenda nechirongwa.
Okay, thank you so much. Lobe kungumlaleli obengathanda ukuqanjwa ngegama osichayele ucingo ekwele Norway. Ke sithathe omunye njalo one of our guests tonight, umnumzana Zenzo Nyoni okhokela inhlanganiso yabasakhulayo abangasebenziyo. Mnumzana Nyoni, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga Nkomo.
Ye, nansi indaba babo, umongameli welizwe uzabhoda ngelizwe ama-provinces wonke lapha kumalanga azayo kumbe unyanga ezizayo esizwa imbono yenu okulihluphayo njengabasakhulayo, kutsho amaphephandaba kahulumende. Uyibona njani lindaba? Aso nyathelo elihle yini lokubana elilipha ithuba lani lokuhlangana lo mgabe lizikhulumelelayo?
Ngiyabonga Nkomo baba. Umgabe nxa esidinga indlela yokuvotelwa, hayi uzayemukelwa yilabo abamthakazelelayo. Iminyaka yonke leyo eyi-36 esembusweni azange sizothi umgabe uthekelela ama-youth ontanga abasakhulayo ukuze betsho izikhalazo zabo. Kuyikuqala and njalo kuyikwethuka ukuzwa udabulo njalo. Njalo kwele Mathebeleland, I think siyisigaba sokugcina sokuthekelelwa ngupresident othiwa ngwelizwe. Kanye labantwana besikolo enjana kabamazi, kuyinto esethusayo kakhulu thina njengama-youth ukuthi nxa engathi uzasethekelela ezosithembisane esikhombisane, ngoba kabuye ezosikhombisa ukuthi hayi imisebenzi embengilithembise yona hayi isikhona nasi. Hayi ukuthintsha kwezimo elizweni sengisiguqulile sokungale indlela, athi ukuthi azositshela ngokuthi hayi ngivotela nini kumbe ethi sizobisa izikhalazo, ngoba izikhalazo kazitshintshi Nkomo. Izikhalazo abantwana bezimbabwe baqale kukhala 1980 up to now bayakhala. Why is it 1980? Because ilizwe leli singalikhangela sesi 1980 alizange lathathwa ngokubuswa kahle uhulumende kaMgabe singaba siqiniswe kuze ufike namhlanje. So lokho kuyindlela nje ngathi se political gimmick ezanywa ezanu PF loMgabe ukuthi uyavakatshela ama-provinces wonke ukuthi ezwe izikhalazo zethu. Yiziphi izikhalazo ongazaziyo ohle ukuthi azi-address emaphepheni and ongehle ukuthi azi-address through ama-provincial ministers akhe akhona? Ngokuya ngesingami, ngibona ngani uMgabe kuba nzima ukuthi utshele umuntu omdala uyadelela, kodwa mana ngithi uMgabe uyeyisa isizwe sakhe kakhulu ontanga.
Lubana uthe wathola ithuba lokuhlangana laye inyoni Mazibana, ongaqondisa kuye.
Njenge inhlanganiso yamayouth, omele inhlanganiso yamayouth angasebenziyo into yokuqala. We need to know the agenda yakhe yokubuya ngapho ukuthi ulandele. Engafaki umbono wokuthi uzozwa izikhalazo. Izikhalazo zihamba eParliament each and every day, lama MPs, lama councillors, lama youth ontanga bakhuluma each and every day kuma kuma phephandaba. So only what we need ekwaka test ukuthi uMgabe should respond to ama crisis njani aleyo ngama youth on the table and address those grievances and challenges that young people are facing, not at uzavakatshela ama youth ezwe isikhalazo zabo. Isikhalazo zama youth is clear and he knows, so there's nothing else. He mustn't hide behind his finger at ufunga uzozwa isikhalazo zama youth. It's just a way ukuthi uyazi ukuthi sokusekhethela, sedinga izindlela zokuzoropa ama youth. I think this is high time ontanga engimele beyinanzelele ukuthi let's work hard and tirelessly and tell uMgabe straight on his face ukuthi you have failed our grandfather, go and stay ekhaya ugcina abazukulu, because asoze sikuvumele kulokho kusenzakala ngale indlela okwenzakala ngayo. Like my sister also know way kade ekhuluma ngayo ukuthi ayisikhuthi ukuthi diaspora bakholisa uhlala diaspora. Wonke umuntu wase diaspora ebuya kibe elizweni la kibe ekhaya, kodwa with the situation, the current situation, ngezeke ulande indlala nokufa ukukhangela. So mina ngokwami inkomo into iyangithukuthelisa, ngabe ama youth abona isimo njengami ukuthi isimo selizwe simi njani. Ama youth kumele avule amehla geze. It's not about ZANU-PF, it's about ukwehluleka ewe current government ekhona. Now ama youth kumele afunde ukutshintsha uhulumende. We are not saying ukuthi umbe kutshintshe uMgabe ufakwe uMnankagwa, umbe kutshintshe uMnankagwa ufakwe umbeni uMrs Mgabe. What we are saying, we no longer want to see iZANU iphethe umbuso, ngoba everyone who is ZANU PF ule ideology, le methodology ye ZANU PF kuyafanana. We no more want iZANU PF ehlaleni anymore.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. Zenzo Nyoni, please do stay on the line. For those who've just tuned in, this is your number one radio station, Studio 7, broadcasting live from the Voice of America in Washington. And the topic tonight on The Connection, we are looking at President Robert Mugabe's planned engagement with young people across the country. We have another guest on the line. That's MDCT Councillor Mlandu Ncube. I'm sure he's the youngest, if not one of the youngest MDCT councillors in the country. Mr. Ncube, welcome, but please do stay on the line. I'll be coming to you shortly. Guest at umlaleli lapha from London, England, uChris Ncube. Kunjani mnumzana Ncube? Hello Ncube?
Ye, ngiyakuzwa Nkomo, linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani England ba?
Hayi, namhlanje bekutshisa kakhulu sibi.
Aha, ala ngapha kuyakhudumala. Amajazi sibeke eceleni namhlanje.
Ye, hayi kuhle baba. Lami ngiyabonga ukungena ehlelweni.
Hayi, qhubeka ba.
Ye. Hayi, kuyasisa kuyazwakala sivile ebhodweni, hayi selizavuta ibhodo. Kodwa into esiyitshoyo ukuthi indoda le isuke yaphuma le emele iqembu lelunge
leZANU-PF uJimi kunaka. Hey, ifoni zakhe sezihlupha manje kungena.
Kodwa ukuyatshengisela ukuthi abantu laba ngendlela abakhuluma ngakhona kulento abazama ukuyivala, ngoba why ethukuthela ma abantu bekhuluma bebuza kahle ngoba into leyo yonke isegcekene khona lapha eNkomo. Akula into efihlekileyo. Abantu bayahlupheka, abantu ama-millions abantu abakuma diaspora abahambanga ngokuthanda. Bahambe ngoba kungela msebenzi ekhaya, kungela ndlela yokuziphilisa. Asike sithathe ngabe bonke laba abantu basekhaya, bonke abase South Africa, labese America, labese UK, labese Australia, laba kwamanye amazwe. Ngakunjani ngesimo esiyikho khona ekhaya okungela msebenzi?
Ngakuzima mpela.
Ngaku abantu bahlupheka kakhulu ngoba nabantu abahambe kuma diaspora yibo abaqina sebesiza abantu abasemuva ukuthi baziphilise. Ende kubuhlungu kuzwa abantu bezani be defender into engasayindawo ngoba lalelo bhizi okuthwaliza liyaqakezelwa ngokhetho kamhlaka 2018. Limephi lizakuwa lingakagidimi manje lizaqhakazelwa kanjani lelo bhiza Nkomo?
Ulimi lwesiNdebele ncube luthi akusilima sindlebende kwaso, awusoze umlahlo wangakini.
Ye, kodwa loba kunjalo phela bheka Nkomo, impilo zabantu zise kulayini kuleli ndlela le ngoba abantu badlala ngempilo za uyabona ukuthi kulabanye intanga encane lapha nekhaya engeke iphinde futhi i-life zazo zitshintshe ngendlela yokuthi i-government iphethe kanjani ekhaya. Abantu labana bazahlupheka impilo abengeke besa-recover ngoba ukuthi uqala ukubona ukuthi impilo yakho iyangapha, uqala at the age of 17 uphuma esikolo kuma-college kuma-university, at 18 usuplana ukuthi ngizakwenza ngiyenga. But abantwana bamoshakelelwe zimpilo zabo and uyabona bebhizi bedefenda into engayindawo khona manje abantu bayahlupheka lapha nabanamsebenzi.
Hayi, uyibeka kuhle khonapho Ncube,
zonke zifile kumoshakele kati yona izami uyayenzani singakubona singakujabulela kuyini siyangena singakubona ngaphandle kwe-land distribution le yathathe yanika abantu bezani kuphela. Yiyo maybe singathi singayi.
Hayi, uyibeka kuhle khonapho Ncube. Siyabonga kahle sithatha abanye. Siyabonga ungena kuhle.
Hayi, lami ngiyabonga baba Nkomo.
Abo
kodwa bengifisela ukuthi ngawo undodalwana ukhona bengilombuze bengifuna ukumbuza wona manje hawo sukuwaphuma masinyane.
Mhlawumbe ungabuza njengamafitshane sizazama ukumdinga njalo.
Hayi, ukuthi kathi-ke vele bona bafuna kuze kube njani kwele Zimbabwe, ukuthi bafuna ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe bephethe kanjani ngoba kumanje siyahlupheka sikhona lapha emazweni akula nto esiyibonayo ukuthi kathi singayenza njani ngoba sifuna ukuba sekhaya lathi Nkomo.
Hayi, no, sizawudlulisa lo mbuzo Ncube singamthola ukunaka. Siyabonga kakhulu. Hayi, kulungile baba Nkomo. Vangavari ba Chris Ncube mtereri wedu chitiridzira runare vari ku London kungirandi. Tisarita tora mkoma Philip gesi yeku umlandu Ncube. Kunjani mnumzana Ncube?
Siyaphila Nkomo, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani koBulawayo?
Hayi, zinamhla kuthena ukutshisa nje.
Yayitshisa
nje.
Hayi, kuhle Ncube. Let's jump straight into the matter before we move on to another listener. The president is engaging young people or will be engaging young people in the coming months ahead of the elections next year, hearing their concerns. As the MDC, Mr. Ncube, do you have any similar, engagement processes to reach out to young people?
Actually, what I can say is that it is very clear that Mr. Mugabe has failed. He is now quoting from what Mr. Chandra did, our president. For the past 2 months, our president has been engaging community. He engaged with young people. The disabled, the unemployed, and every sector of the society. So Mugabe is merely trying to copy from what he did. But unfortunately, he's saying he wants to meet young people, which he personally chosen outside the country by closing industries, closing schools, closing hospitals, and everything. Brought this country down so that young people can go outside the country. So I'm shocked which young person is meeting. But yeah, remember, you want to be a 45-year-old youth person. So maybe he's meeting that age, a 45-year-old senator youth. Maybe he's doing that, but nothing as young people can expect from that old man.
But are you confident you have captured the young people's vote? You know, can you say confidently that more and more young people will be voting MDCT in the next election?
Yes, because what young people need in Zimbabwe, they need better education, they need better health facilities, they need a job, they need jobs in this country, they need food on their tables, they need investment that will allow them to start their own business, so they can live public life, there is accommodation, and they can only find, and they assure that they vote for us because our principles and our policies are very clear, and we are showing signs that will bring on the need. In terms of truly, they will be voting for an energetic president with Dr. Mokentangana.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line there, Mr. Ngube. Timbo Toram Tereri, Mkoma Philip Kubotswana. Magadi Mkoma Philip.
So, Baba Mkomo.
Diribo, kurise u Botswana uko.
So, gunja nukona ngapo.
Aye, go right, Baba. Sungenile uhlelo.
Nanzi ndava, nyaya iripo ndeye kuti isusu atine ine utongo wa Mugabe, kunyanya inini msingari vamwana wakawanda, atine ine utongo wa Mugabe, but zvandiri kuda kutaura ndezve kuti inini ndino respecta age ya Mugabe, zera ra Mugabe, kuti zera raainaro, kana chivanhu chedu, kana script pashoko ramari, inoti kudii. Ndosaka muchiona kana nyengwe tikauya zvakaita kushoko ramwari, kana tikaverenga 16 pa 33 ya Proverbs, inoti we can cast the lot, but zvinobuda pamujenya ndi Jehovha. Saka any criminal zvingave ichitwa ne any other country pa my elections zvazvinozongoreva. Ndosaka muchiona kuna varoma ichoti vatongi vanoiswa namari, asi utongi hwavanoita manje ndehwavo ivo pachavo. Ndosaka muchiona Dhavhidhi nyangwe naSamueri vachiiswa naJehovha, asi kutonga kwavo pakutadza kwavo kwese vanorobwa naMwari. Maribero akatanga kudenga, haana kutanga pano pasi. Vamwe tinototi zvinhu zvakanaka kune ava chasangana naMugabe kuona bedziso chake, zera rake ndora ndiri kutaura, kwete utongo hwake ndinotaurwa namo kuti akazodai. No, ndiri kureva age zvinonzi nepamu pane mumwe tsama. Ukasangana nemunhu mukuru neage yakaita sei yake, ukatsauka munzira kumubvisira ngwana uchimuti maswera sei kana kumukudza, hanzi mazuva ako anoenda mberi. But ukatarira dzimwe dzidziso dzatiri kuwana pachirongwa cheStudio 7 kana kumwe kutaura kwatinowana kunodzidzisa nyika yeZimbabwe, zvakaita mashoko anga atarwa neuyo anonzi Linda nauyo naTabani Ncube, hazvina mhosva, hazvina mhosva. Ndosaka muchiona futi mukazvitarisa, nhasi tiri kunzwa imwe nyaya yekunzi uyu anonzi ani Mutasa akutevererwa nemabasa ake. Saka mumwe nemumwe ngaazive kuti right now the nuclear is outside the bottle and the Armageddon is now knocking by the door to each and every one. The whole world hakuna kwazvakanaka. Vanhu ngavazive muZimbabwe, vanhu ngavazive kwokutizira, vanhu ngavazive zvekutsvaga nezvekuita zvenyika izvi. We are all foreigners pan paspedinga, whoever is a foreigner, but maZimbabwe tinoziva, but tinoziva kuraska. Thank you very much.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vazvo.
Alright, baba.
Mkoma Philip, vachiti fonera vari kuBotswana. And joining me now is my homeboy. That's former Madlambuzi councillor Tamani Ncube. Mr. Ncube, good evening. I'm so sad. I'm hearing from my producers that Tamani Ncube's phone has just dropped. I would have loved to talk to Tamani Ncube there. But nevertheless, time is no longer on our side. Let's wrap things up. Ngiphenduke kuwe, Mnumzana Mlando Ncube, usakhonekta ngwena ngithi. Ncube, besikhuluma lapha uchilo ukubana umongameli webandla lenu nguye aqalisa uhlelo lokuhlangana labasakhulayo, umgabu yakopa isikhangele kolunye ukhetho lwedluleyo. Lina njengabantu abasakhulayo yini elihamba phambili mani? Nxa kula marali lapha lihamba ngezimoto liyagijima kuhle kuyahlatshelwa, nxa kutshaywa abantu yini njalo elitshaya abantu? Kodwa ngesikhathi sokuvota, ngelanga lokuvota abaningi kaliyi ukuyavota, ubona usiba lo tshintsho yini ngomnyaka ozayo kukhetho luzayo lolo?
Ngomnyaka ozayo ukhetho oluzayo luze kumele lube lo tshintsho, ngoba okwenze ungakhangela ngo-2008 abaningi babantu abatsha bavota yabuya inhliziyo ka-government banambitha basebengani bayalikana. Babuye babuyela ngemva kwemigqabo esekhethosetyenza ukhetho kule minyaka edlulileyo abantu bazibuhlungu. Khumbula sibone khona amaseceshe emakolitshini amakhulu phakathi kweminyaka lesiyidlulileyo besiba nabamavenda besiba yini. Uhlupho lweZimbabwe lu-afekte kakhulu abantu abatsha abasaselizweni. Lanxa ukuhamba nje phandle uzabaza bezikhulumela. And thina njenge-MDCT siyathembisa ukubana uzofaka abantu abazabe bencintisa ekhethweni abamela izifiso zabantu abatsha njalo, ngoba ukuze abantu
abaanumzana
Ncube ukubana
intoyikho
esizakwenza thina.
Okay, Councillor, ngubamba umlomo khonapho, siyabonga. Ngithathe uThamani Ncube sesila njalo icungeni, sivala nje uhlelo lwethu. Mnumzana Ncube, ngiyakwamukela uhlelo.
Ngiyabonga Nkomo.
Okay, real quick, Mr. Ncube, because we are left with just under 2 minutes. Let's play a little game. I'm going to be Mr. Mugabe, and you are going to play yourself. Okay, I'm the president, I'm visiting, I'm in Madlambuzi. Mr. Ncube Bathamani, what are your problems here in Madlambuzi?
Our problems are not very different, Mr. President, from the national problems that are occurring countrywide. First of all, we are unemployed. Secondly, we are facing a serious lack of educational facilities and infrastructural development, and we are wondering what you have been doing for the past 36 years of your governance, because we are as old as your governance, but there's nothing that's happening.
Ndemo hayiwaka vancube problem ka zvirango ma sanctions munozviziva izvozvo. Is the sanctions?
Mr. President, but we don't live on excuses, we live on deliverance. So if you have failed to deliver us from sanctions for the past 37 years, do you think there's any magic that you can offer to deliver us within these 12 months left now towards the election?
Saka muri kureva here vancube kuti amundivhoteri musarudzo zvinowe. Okay, thank you there, Tamani Ncube. That's my homeboy and my personal friend. Thanks to all the listeners and all those who called and contributed. Thanks also to our guests, Linda Masarira, Tamani Ncube, Jim Kunaga, Zenzo Nyoni, and Landu Ncube. Let's make another date next week. Same time, same radio station. Studio 7. Signing off. I'm Thungameli Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.